following audio is a podcast from Leader Breakthrough, an organization committed to coaching and resourcing the personal development of risk-taking kingdom leaders. For more information, visit www.leaderbreakthrough.com.
Hi, this is Terry Walling from Leader Breakthrough, and I want to welcome you to a series of podcasts that we're doing featuring our new book, Awakening, Awakening to God's Call in Your Life. And this podcast is a part of a series of four coffee shop conversations I had with my son, Kyle, as we talked through his transition to begin to clarify his calling. We did these in preparation for writing the book, Awakening. And it's a good companion to these podcasts because the book will go far deeper and explain more about the whole issue of God starting to awaken inside of us, both the purpose of our life, the direction for our life, and some of the key values he wants to use to guide our life. So obviously, it would be great to pick up the book, but what we thought we'd do in the podcast and what we're hoping you're able to gain from these times is just to get a little bit of more of the behind the scenes or the raw personal side of what someone goes through and what they actually feel as they are headed into or right in the middle of this time of transition. God does some of his greatest work during times of transition, but it's oftentimes pretty tough to navigate them. So we're hoping these podcasts will help, and we're hoping that each one will actually highlight one of the key elements of the awakening transition. This third podcast in a series of four related to the awakening transition is going to feature really Kyle starting to, I think, really get to the key issues that God is going after in terms of who he is and actually sorting out some of his motives. You know, that's what I find that God does in the midst of transitions, more than just actually help us link ourselves to a new job or assignment. He's really starting to use in all of our lives these moments to sort out some of the values, some of the core convictions, some of the things that are really driving us. So as you listen, try to listen for that in this segment.
So I think in the process of trying to discern God's best and trying to understand what a way forward might be in this, I think I remember, I still am, just being sensitive to my own heart and not, I guess, wanting to search my own heart and saying, like, what is my motivation? What is the why here? Why do I want this? Why do I want to potentially, you know, make this switch into ministry? And is that, you know, for me, the questions were, is that because that's what my dad did? Is that because that's what I've seen my whole life? You know, I mean, even asking what kind of seem like silly questions, especially now after doing ministry, it's like, does it seem easier? You know, it seems glamorous. Yeah. It seems attractive. Yeah. You know, asking questions when it comes to leadership, like, do I just want the attention? Do I just, you know, do I like the sound of my own voice? You know, doing study and somehow feeling, you know, more informed, or like somehow I found a secret that they don't know, and so putting myself in a place that
almost elite.
Yeah, it's you know, it's holding it over somebody. And so really, really wanting to press in and know my own heart. And before I'm willing, before I was ready, I think I knew before I was ready to make any type of move, before I was really ready to take up any type of call, I had to be sure, because I'd taken a call that, again, you know, God in his grace and providence used my time working for JAG, but I'd already jumped once to find, you know, to find a soul that's still longing, that's not content, and
you know, I knew, especially with the fact that there was more risk this time, being a dad and being a husband, that I wanted this one to be right. And not that it was, this is the last decision I'll ever have to make about job or career or whatever, but just wanting to be sure. And so having to ask hard questions and having to, you know, to pray that, you know, God search my heart, you know, know my anxious thoughts, and to actually be willing to listen and to hear that out, with, I think, knowing too, which I would imagine scared me to death, knowing too that I might find that the answer is no, that my motives are not pure, that I want this, you know,
for the wrong reasons.
This seems like an easy out for my current situation.
Yeah.
And that, you know, I don't remember, but, you know, feeling that now, like, that is a scary thought. You know, when you're vulnerable like that. But certainly for me, like, issue of pride is this, does this make me feel better or look good, or does this give me, you know, some type of positional authority that right now I don't have, or, you know, but then also, you know, that issue of pedigree, like, I've watched my dad do this my whole life, and I don't think it was so much more for me, but I actually think it was the fear of man in me, and you know, family, friends, acquaintances saying, you know, he's just picking up the family business, he's following his dad, and not that, you know, I'm honored to do that, you know, but I don't want to follow my dad, I want to follow my father. So
well, you no doubt identified and heard some of the things I did related to God actually starting to, really in this third excerpt, go after some of those motives, some of the things that, that we all face as we see God begin to take us to a new place. Even things like fear and some of the issues of what's driving us become an important element that God seeks to both address and even sometimes heal as we wander our way through a transition. Well, next up is our fourth and final podcast, and it's really about now getting down to some of the core issues of our ability to really trust God and actually let Him be in control as He takes us to a new place. Well, it's been our hope that in making some of these conversations available to you that you'll be able to recognize and even identify with some of not just the concepts that are related to the awakening transition, but really some of the deep, raw emotions that we go through as God takes us from one place to another. It's our hope that as you listen to Kyle and I share and really listen to him walk his way through some of the key emotions, that you yourself will gain some hope that the God who actually has initiated this time is doing an important work in your life and leading you onto the next step for your life. Our book, Awakening to God's Call, is available, and you can pick it up by going to our website. And you can go to leaderbreakthrough.com/awakening. And it's also available up on Amazon in paperback form or in the Kindle version. The book itself is actually then an expansion of a lot of the things that you saw Kyle beginning to work through and some of the things that we surfaced in these podcasts. The book includes some key issues in terms of how God shapes us during a transition and what to expect. As Kyle unpacks his story, he'll share more of his journal thoughts. We also have a good chapter by Zach Curry, our friend, who actually I have coached through a transition also in his journey. And he talks about some of the obstacles and some of the things that sometimes can work against us as we try to bring clarity to that call. All these resources are helping you know that the God who began this good work in you is actually the same God that's at work through this in-between time. God does some of his greatest work in transitions, and sometimes it's easy to get lost in the midst of them. So we hope the podcasts and the books all encourage you and help you begin to realize that there's a call on your life, and you can live for so much more.